In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The teaching of election or predestination is a doctrine of comfort. You are chosen by grace. God chose you before the foundation of the world and wrote your name in the book of life. He knew you before he said, "Let there be light." And so he created all of this for you. And he arranged that heavenly banquet so that you would have a seat. No one can take your spot, not the person sitting next to you, not Saint Augustine, Dr. Luther, or even Saint Paul can take your seat. It is yours and yours alone by grace. If you were a little bit better than others, a little bit more willing to receive Christ than others, then it is no longer by grace. By grace means it's all God's doing and none of yours. By grace means you don't deserve it, and yet God still gives it anyways. It really is that simple. But not everyone will make it to heaven. God will not let you decide when you want to come. He will not let you come to him on your own terms or change the way of salvation. You must conform to him. You must enter on his terms, dressed in his righteousness. Those that refuse will be bound hand and foot and thrown out. Those that ignore his gracious invitation will be destroyed by eternal fire. Hell is a real and physical place filled with real and physical people. God punishes them because of their sins. God punishes them eternally because of their unbelief. If that is too much for you, if you just can't imagine your loving Jesus doing this, then repent. You don't get to control him. You don't get to tell him how things should be. But repent, and in humble faith submit to his word. Unbelief is not God's fault. God made certain that everyone could enter his heavenly banquet by sacrificing his son. God loved the entire world. No one was excluded, and so Jesus came and sacrificed himself not only for our sins, but for the sins of all people. He is the atoning sacrifice who has paid the price for you and me and those really awful people out there and those really good people out there. So are you part of the world? And so Christ died for you. He won forgiveness for you. And now that invitation is sent out to all creation. No one is left out. Every man and woman who has ever lived is invited to God's heavenly banquet, free of charge. Come and feast. Celebrate the forgiveness Christ has won. Receive his heaven for free, without cost, paid for by him. It's by grace. For God truly wants all men to be saved. He's not exaggerating or lying when he says this. If he is, what other passages is he lying about? Forgiveness? Baptism? Communion? Or maybe even heaven itself? No, God means what he says. He truly desires all people, whether they are good on earth or bad, he desires them all to enter that eternal bliss in heaven which he has prepared for all. So that is the heart of your God. So why would we try to change God or conform him to our status and standard when he has already sacrificed his son so that all people might receive his forgiveness by grace? How can we improve on that? The problem is not with God and what he has done. The problem is with sinful man. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many travel on it. Narrow is the way that leads to life, and how few travel on it. Many pay no attention. They have other things to do on Sunday morning. Life is busy. Life is good. And so churches here and across America, the world, remain half empty. Life is good. They would rather feast at home with their family and friends rather than with the saints and angels receiving God's free gifts. Others attack his messengers. Just look at the history of the Christian church. Look at the history of the Christian church throughout the world today. And yet, just because you are sitting here in this place doesn't mean you will make it. There was a man who was physically present in that wedding hall, and yet when the king saw him, he bound him hand and foot and threw him out into outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. He wasn't dressed properly. So how do you know that you are dressed properly? How do you know if you will make it? How do you know that God chose you by his grace? Don't look to yourself. Don't look to how you feel about Jesus. It doesn't help. It leads to only one of two places. Either one is terror, because you realize you haven't loved him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. At least if you're honest, you will realize that. Or two, smugness, because I'm just a little bit better than those other people out there. I'm not the racist, the terrorist, the rapist, the pervert. I am kind and loving and gentle and seek to help people just as Christ helped them. And to that I say, so what? So what? Did you hear the parable? Both the good and the bad were invited. God fills his wedding hall not simply with those who are morally good, but also with those who are morally bad, like King David. It is by grace. You are not better than anyone else out there, not even those terrorists. You are not. It is the same sinful flesh that dwells in your heart, and you too are capable of such extreme actions. It is only by God's grace that he has kept you from such things. And so how do you know if you will make it? How do you know that God chose you by grace? You can't look to your feelings or to your words. Only to Christ. Only to God and what he has done for you and what he continues to do for you. Because he chose you, he sent his son to die for you. Because he chose you, he sent his ministers to invite you to this heavenly banquet. Because he chose you, he clothed you with his very own righteousness and holy baptism. Because he chose you, he now feeds you the foretaste of this heavenly banquet here at his altar. It is by grace that God has saved you. It is God's doing and none of yours. That is your certainty. Still others think God is being unfair or mean that he didn't choose everyone. But did he not send his son to suffer and die for all? Does he not want all people to be saved? So we need to mind our own business and let God be God. Make every effort to make your calling and election sure. You do not get to judge God. You do not get to question him. So do not grow lazy in your faith or think somehow God is treating others unfairly, and so you yourself fall away. This teaching of election or predestination answers only one question: why am I saved? It doesn't answer that other question of why others are not saved. It answers only one: why am I saved? Because God chose you before the creation of the world. He chose you by grace to be holy and blameless in his sight. He chose you by grace and so wrote your name in the book of life, which can never be removed. And because he chose you, Christ had to come and die for your sins. He's the substitute of the world, and you are part of the world. So Christ did indeed die, carrying all of your sins. He buried them in his grave forever. Why has this message borne faith in your heart? Because God chose you. Drowned in his forgiving blood, you are clothed with his holiness and his righteousness. You are clothed with Christ himself. And that is a garment that avails before God. And no one will kick you out of heaven when you are clothed with Christ. But rather, those angels welcome you to sit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in an eternal wedding feast as you celebrate the marriage of Christ to his beloved bride, the church. And yet you do not have to wait for that celebration. That celebration spills over to this altar. How do you know if you will make it? How do you know that God chose you? He feeds you yet again his body and blood to take away all your sins. And he does it again and again and again and again, so that you may be certain he indeed has chosen you and you have a place in heaven. He is the one who created your faith. He is the one who sustains your faith through this eating. So eat trusting in him. He is your rock which stands the forces of this world. He is your fortress that withstands the terrors of your own conscience, that somehow you are not good enough to make it, which you're not by yourself. But clothed with Christ, you are. You are just as holy and blameless and righteous as St. Paul, St. Peter, Dr. Luther, St. Augustine, or any other saint who has gone before you. Because from head to toe, inside and out, you are clothed with Christ. Yet those saints remain where you cannot. Very soon, though, very soon, you will join them. And you will take your seat at the marriage banquet. And you will sing with those angels and feast with your brothers and sisters forever. If God chose you by grace before even the tiniest of atoms existed, then who or what could separate you from him? Who can rob you of heaven? So do not be afraid when you feel down in the dumps or when your life hasn't gone the way that you had planned. God is still with you, and he has far greater things in store for you. Do not fear when your sin torments and weighs your conscience. He is still present on this altar to take away all your sins by his forgiving blood. Do not wonder if you will make it, for your name is written in the book of life, and that book of life is Jesus himself. With iron nails, your name was inscribed in the palm of his hand. And so who can snatch you out of his forgiving wounds? Who can rob you of the life that they give? Who can kick you out of his heaven when you rest in the very palm of your God? No one. Not the devil, not demons, not even a cherubim and a flaming sword. No one. For God chose you by grace. It is all by grace, dear friends, by grace. It is by grace alone, so that your salvation may rest solely on God and not on yourself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.